Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
This is The Who. Bring us back.
Ever since I was a young boy, I played the silver ball.
From the rock up for Tommy.
I must have played them all. I ain't seen nothing like him in any amusement
hall. Here it comes.
That damn dumb blind kid sure plays a mean pinball.
Welcome back. 23 After. Thanks for hanging out with me. I love that music. Love that album. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business, including the things that Keita Spock has taught us about happiness. Keita is a great member of our Brain Trust, one of our happiness experts. As I said, we actually have two of those, and we're glad to have both of them. Monique McKinnon is the co-author of Keita's book, Tipping Point to Happiness. Keita, tell us how we can find your book and your website, too.
All right. Well, listen, our book, Tipping Point to Happiness, is available online. So if you just go to tippingpointtohappiness.com, you'll find everything there.
All right. So check it out and find all the things that Keita and Monique do. Keita, we're talking about happiness, and we got into the spirit a little bit a minute ago. I really believe that's something. I think, you said something off the air that I want to bring up because I completely agree with you. See, I say that our spirit is the energy, the force that drives our protoplasm around. That when, you know, when somebody dies, you know, that's when the spirit leaves the protoplasm. And without the spirit, the protoplasm, you know, is just a vessel. It's just something earthly. And I'm not making a theological statement here. I just think that's the case. But I've observed, as you said, you talked about the fact that some people aren't aware of the spirit. What do you think?
Well, I know that if a person has not really thought too much about themselves and about life in general, it's likely that all these external distractions that we have in life are keeping them from really making that kind of an examination. And you know, the first chapter of Tipping Point to Happiness talks about shutting out the noise and really making that internal journey.
Shutting out the noise. What noise? Whose noise?
The noise. Whether it's your workplace, whether it's family stuff.
Baggage.
Baggage, schedules.
Especially baggage.
Hecticness. Yeah. Anything like that. So you actually can get into an inner little sanctuary. It's a timeout. It is that meditation time that you talked about earlier, Jim. And when you get in there, you finally can listen to yourself, and you may hear things that are wonderful, and you may hear things that are not so wonderful. And it's those things that are not so wonderful that really need your attention, because that's where you can examine and see, what is it that I need to do to be more fulfilled?
But see, there's that word that a lot of people have a hard time with. And I talk about this on my show a lot, I have over the years, mostly in the area of sales training. But it's something I was taught to do decades ago called self-analysis. So
right.
I was taught self-analysis to help me become a better salesperson. But it actually is something that helps me become a better person. But it does require analysis. And when you put the self on the front of that, there's also the potential for some pain, because then I have to really look at myself, and sometimes when I look at myself, I don't like what I see, and that I think that's a stumbling, a roadblock for some people, a speed bump for some people. What do you think?
I agree with you in this case, Jim. When people see something about themselves that they don't like or are afraid of, they avoid it, and that avoidance of not facing themselves finally becomes or can become so chronic that that's when people may resort to masking their life, either with, you know, shopping sprees or
right.
drinking or eating or whatever else they will do to not go to that place.
Yeah, it's amazing the people who can't do that, who won't do that. And I wonder if they're afraid if they go there, they won't get back. They don't know how to get themselves back out. In other words, you know, if they go into a trance, you know, or go into that world, that it's so ugly to them, or that they don't want to go there, but also they're afraid that they can't recover from it. Do you think that's possible?
Yeah, there is that idea of not recovering, but there's also the idea, and here's the big word, change.
Yeah.
Once you have that awareness that there's something in your life that needs changing, or you know that needs fixing, the aspect of changing to some people is paralyzing.
Yeah.
And so they would rather stay in that uncomfortable mm-hmm. situation they're in because they know it, right?
It's their paradigm.
Then go into the own unknown and almost knowing that if they go into that unknown, they may even have a better life afterwards.
The truth is, Keith, as we wrap up here, I'm running out of time. The key, what I've learned from you and from others is that if we aren't happy with how we are, we're the only people who can change that. We can't wait on something else or others to do this for us.
Absolutely, Jim.
It's got to be us. Folks, you've got to do it, even if it's painful. If it hurts to be who you are and where you are at the moment or in your life, you know, you got to change it. If you're happy, congratulations. Help somebody else be happy. Keita Spock, you make me happy. Thanks for being here.
My pleasure, Jim.
TippingPointToHappiness.com, is that right?
That's correct.
That's where they find the book. Thanks, Keita. See you next time.
Okay, for sure.
Keita Spock, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. I will be, too, after these messages. 29 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.